You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good morning, Pittsburgh. Welcome into Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Kale Berger here with you Saturday morning, and we're coming off just what has been a really, really good week of golf. Of course, started off Sunday with the win for Wyndham Clark in the U.S. Open, ending yesterday in the Fan Open at Manor Valley Golf Course yesterday. So it has been just a jam-packed week of golf thus far. A lot to talk about on the show here today, but we are on location today at Moon Golf Club in Moon Township. I would say probably my home course. I've played Moon Golf Club more than any other course in the area in Pittsburgh. I'd say it's the home course for Chris Muller. I'd say it's the home course for Joe Starkey, Jim Colony as well. Your fan hosts, they love Moon Golf Club, and there's a lot of reasons to love this golf course. I play it a ton. You should play it a ton. And Josh Danino, the general manager here, who's going to join us at the end of the show, was telling me about how many guys they've signed up to play here today, and it is absolutely packed. It's packed for a reason. The conditions are great. It's a fun course to play. It's affordable. It's accessible. So we're out here at Moon Golf Club here today. Josh is going to join us at the end of the show to talk about the golf course, the way it's playing this year, maybe some stories of some of the fan guys that like to come out here, especially Joe Starkey, who we just saw here like 15 minutes ago. He was already out here, Starbucks coffee in hand, ready to get out there. And I think he teed off like 15 minutes before his round was actually about to start or something. I mean, the guy is, as we know, absolutely hooked, absolutely addicted to the game of golf. And Joe Starkey was kind enough to drop by, who, not to bury the lead here, congratulations to Joe, had a hole-in-one this week. He was on vacation in Orlando, Florida. It was a 7-iron from 160. I'd have to check my notes again because I got the text or I heard it from Ron on the air on Monday when he was, you know, for a guy that doesn't like golf and isn't a golfer, Ron Cook was so overjoyed and so excited to share the news that his co-host, that his partner on the air had gotten a hole-in-one. I mean, he was almost giddy about it. But congratulations to Joe. I was trying to get him to swing by here, but he had to get out there to jump on the course. But to get more of the details, but sure enough, he's on vacation in Orlando, Florida, gets a hole-in-one. And, you know, you just love to see a guy like that who has dedicated himself so much to the game, who has become addicted to the game, you know, have a moment like that, especially when so many of us have been playing forever, have spent so much money, have spent so much time on the golf course. You know, some guys never get that hole-in-one moment. And for a guy like Joe, who, let's be honest, he is one of the most unique individuals I've ever met, but he's also one of the guys who's the most competitive that I've ever met. But he also gets a little discouraged with himself at times. And I always got to tell Joe and remind Joe, you need to be positive. You need to stay positive on the golf course, okay? He has the weight of the world on every single shot. And I'm like, listen, you're not playing in the U.S. Open. Okay? You're not Wyndham Clark. You're not Ricky Fowler. You're not Rory McIlroy. It'll be okay. And you know what? To have a guy like that get the reassurance of a hole-in-one, I think is absolutely great. So congratulations again to Joe Starkey. And he's out on the course here at Moon Golf Club right now. A lot of things we want to talk about on the show here today. Of course, this kind of serves as our U.S. Open recap in a sense. I know we're 6 days late, but still a lot to talk about in the aftermath of the U.S. Open, the 123rd at Los Angeles Country Club. As I said earlier, Wyndham Clark He breaks through with his first major, just his second ever, you know, professional win or second ever win on the PGA Tour. He won the Wells Fargo at Quail Hollow earlier this year, just about a month and a half ago. And then he comes back and is able to capitalize that or build off that with a U.S. Open victory. So Wyndham Clark is a major champion now. It looked like it was potentially going to come down to a showdown with Ricky Fowler and Rory McIlroy. Ultimately, that was not the case, as Ricky was, you know, the leader through 54 holes. He ends up faltering in that final round, which is kind of the narrative, is kind of the story of what has been the case for Ricky Fowler in his career. We wish it wasn't the case. He's such a nice guy. He's such a fan favorite. He is almost universally beloved in the world of golf. But, you know, once again, this is kind of the story, the same song and dance with Ricky Fowler, as, you know, he is in a major, he is in a big tournament, he is holding a lead, he has an opportunity, a chance going into Sunday, and then he ultimately falters and is able to capitalize on that opportunity. So, you know, this is kind of a continuation of what we've seen from Ricky Fowler throughout his career, and it was setting up to be a perfect Cinderella story where, you know, he had fallen out of the top 150 in the world golf rankings. He was nowhere to be found just about, you know, a year ago. But he has had this steady rise. You know, he got back together with Butch Harmon. He fixed his swing. He was knocking in putts from everywhere all week. And it looked like it was finally Ricky Fowler's moment. It was an incredible redemption story that it looked to be setting up for on Sunday. And then it turned out to be not the case, as, you know, he did not shoot the round that he anticipated on shooting, that he wanted to shoot. The same kind of goes for Rory McIlroy. And I look back to last week's show. You know, of course, we do this golf show, and on Saturday mornings, it's kind of in a weird spot or a peculiar spot, because you're basically 36 holes in. You're halfway through these golf tournaments, whether it's a major, whether it's a PGA Tour event. You're halfway through, so you kind of got to make, you know, partially have analysis, partially make predictions of what you think is going to happen. And, you know, the guys we might be talking about on Saturday morning, you know, those guys might ultimately not even be in contention or be the guy that wins the thing about what it ends up being, I don't know, not 36 hours later, but, you know, pretty close. It ends up being kind of a different set of guys when you know, look at who ultimately is winning the golf tournaments, you know, 2 days later. So, you know, this was kind of the case last week, where the theme of the show was talking about, you know, redemption. It was talking about redemption or a revival for a lot of these guys. Of course, Ricky Fowler was kind of that case, but, you know, Rory McIlroy was one and the same as well. I mean, Rory has not won a major in nearly a decade, in 9 years. And he ends up, you know, finishing as the runner-up to Wyndham Clark. He came so close and ends up losing by one shot. You know, he's very candid talking after the round of watching in the clubhouse there, watching back, you know, in the players' area, thinking, as much as he, you know, wants to see a fellow golfer, Wyndham Clark, succeed, he also, you know, wanted to see him falter, because that would have meant went to a playoff or gave an opportunity for Rory to, you know, win that coveted and elusive, you know, next major. And this kind of raises a question that I put out to you guys on social media earlier this week, and you can give us a follow on social media at Going Low Fan, Going Low FAN. That's on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I put out a poll of, you know, how many majors do you think Rory McIlroy will ultimately finish his career with? Okay, because right now, you know, you look at what Rory McIlroy has done in his career, and currently Rory has 4 majors. Okay, will he win 5? Will he win 6? Will he win 7? So I put this out on social media, a poll on Monday. 32% of you think he'll win 2 more majors, that he'll end up with 6 at the end of his career. Just under 30% of you think that he'll win 5. 22% think that he's not going to win a single other major, that he's going to be stuck with 4 for the rest of his career, and that he's going to turn into kind of that guy who is never able to capture another one. We know he hasn't won the Masters, but whether it's the Masters or the PGA or any of these majors, he's not going to win another one. And I think that's one of the big questions in golf right now is, can Rory McIlroy get it done again? Will Rory McIlroy win another major? Now, for me, I'm kind of in that camp. I think he'll end up with 5. And that's not because I'm not a big fan of Rory. That's not because I'm not necessarily a believer in Rory. But you look at the way the game is going. You look at Rory's age. Now, obviously, just a couple of years ago, we had Phil Mickelson win a PGA at 50. So, of course, it's kind of that any given Sunday mentality. Anything can happen. It can be anyone's week. But you look at a lot of the things that Rory McIlroy possesses in his game. I mean, what is his strength? It's off the tee. It's hitting the driver. It's how long he is. The other parts of his game are serviceable. They're solid. You know, you look back to last week and he just didn't necessarily knock in as many putts as he needed to. The putts didn't fall. He didn't hit really any big putts in that final round. So he didn't give himself that opportunity to truly make a run at Wyndham just because he didn't knock in any good putts from distance. You know, he didn't do anything that truly catapulted himself into a spot where he could have snatched that tournament away. And I feel like that's been kind of the story with Rory over the last, you know, 9 years or so. I mean, he came so close to winning the Open last year at St. Andrews, ultimately falling there to Cam Smith. He loses out on this one to Wyndham Clark. But his big advantage is how long he hits it off the tee. He's consistently one of, if not the top player off the tee on the PGA Tour every year. But you look at the way the game of golf is developing now, everyone hits it long off the tee. Is it really that much of an advantage now for Rory, given you look at every single golfer, you look at the tour average of how long guys are hitting it off the tee nowadays? Is that enough for Rory to get over the hump when so many other guys can use their length and take advantage of it and kind of neutralize maybe what once was a great advantage for Rory, which maybe now is just too similar to what everyone else is capable of doing? Are the other parts of his game enough to push him over the top? I mean, one of the talking points recently with Rory has been his wedge game. Is his wedge game up to caliber? Last week it was the putting. You know, we know he's a good ball striker. We know he's good off the tee. But, you know, are you able to capitalize on those parts of your game? And we talked about this last week with Scottie Scheffler. You can be the best ball striker. You can be the best guy off the tee. But golf still ultimately comes down to what are you doing around the greens? Okay, are you chipping and giving yourself an opportunity for a makeable putt? Are you lag putting? Or are you making putts from distance that are, you know, getting you strokes back on the greens? But the other thing, too, is, you know, how much of it is a mental thing as well. I will say that Rory has looked like a guy who has played a lot more free, a lot more loose since a lot of this stuff with LIV Golf and the PGA Tour has, at least to an extent, been figured out a little bit or resolved a little bit here over the last month or so. But I think those wounds are still there, and they haven't necessarily healed yet. He spent a lot of time over the last year, you know, being this spokesperson for the PGA Tour and ultimately getting scapegoated by the PGA Tour. And he has been preoccupied and had his mind in two different places, while also he steps into these majors and constantly has this weight on his shoulders, constantly has this pressure of, am I going to win another one? When is it going to come? So when you couple those two things in, of just how good the global game is now today. I mean, you walk into any given major, and I was talking to someone at the Fan Open yesterday about this. I mean, when you walk into a major nowadays, or you looked at the field at the U.S. Open last week, I mean, what? There were 15, 20 guys that maybe had a legitimate shot that if they won that tournament, you know, and you looked at on Monday morning and you maybe hadn't watched any of it, but you looked at just who won on Monday morning, you might say to yourself, yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that guy looks like a guy who I would have thought could have won the U.S. Open. That's a guy who could have won a PGA. So there's so many guys, and the game is so deep nowadays. Of course, anyone can have a special weekend. Every dog has his day. But I'm just not sure that if we have any guys in the game today, right now, that are going to rattle off majors like we saw Tiger do. Did Rory already have his run that has kind of been what has been kind of the hallmark, I think, of the last 10 years of golf or so? Guys have gone through runs, but they haven't necessarily extended it over a longer period of time. Jordan Spieth had his run where he rattled off a handful of majors. Rory had his run where he rattled off a handful of majors. Koepka had his. Then he, you know, struggled with injury, went to LIV, came back, of course, and won the PGA this year. But that is the way that professional golf, especially on the PGA Tour and at the highest level, has been characterized here over the last decade is, you know, guys catch lightning in a bottle for a little bit, But guys haven't necessarily sustained that. And so, of course, there could be a weekend where Rory just finds everything and puts it all together and wins. He is a top three at worst player in the world. Okay, there's no denying that. But it's just a matter of, can he put the mental and the physical things together to win that other major? I think he'll do it at least one more time. Some of you think that he'll win two more. A decent chunk of you that voted in this poll earlier this week said that he'll probably just stick with the four that he currently has and won't win another one. So that'll be something interesting to continue to watch here as Rory's career continues to unfold. Because, you know, this is not the NBA. This is not the NFL. I mean, Rory is still in a very good spot. He still has maybe decades of golf that he can still be in major contention. But it is going to be something fascinating to watch, to continue to watch, because once again this past week, Rory came so close. What do you think? At 412-928-9370, that is the fan hotline. Will Rory win another major, and how many will he finish his career with? Do you think he only ends up with the four he currently has? Will he win one more, two more, three more? Will he go on some late career renaissance and rattle off a bunch and end up maybe completing that career grand slam as well as he still tries to pursue that elusive green jacket? But, you know, back to the U.S. Open briefly here. Like I said, it was setting up for a perfect finish or a perfect storyline. It would have just been exactly what all of us, you know, golf junkies were asking for, to see Ricky finally have his redemption and come back and win, to see Rory break through.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I would be lying if I said to you that I wasn't maybe a little disappointed to see that Wyndham Clark was the guy. That's not to say that Wyndham Clark didn't earn it, didn't deserve it. He absolutely did. He played his ass off. He was tremendous. And the guy, over the last month and a half, with the win at the Wells Fargo, with the win at the U.S. Open, has been on an absolute tear recently. And he did everything he needed to do to win that U.S. Open. And he did a phenomenal job. But I mean, when talking from a media perspective, talking from a golf fan perspective that just loves the storyline, it would have been just so entertaining, so perfect to see Ricky or Rory or maybe even Scotty to break through and win this because they're the big names. But the counterpoint to that, you know, the other side of the coin on that is you don't get any other big names. You don't have new stars of the game built. You don't have those guys arrive unless they win big tournaments like this. So, you know, maybe this was the coming out party for Wyndham Clark. Of course, he has a great story. You know, they highlighted it on the broadcast many times last week. You know, his mom passing from cancer and the, you know, the support and the words of encouragement she gave him, the motivation she provides him. You know, he had his brothers and sisters there. So, of course, it was a very heartfelt story, a very heartwarming story. And, you know, we now have another guy that, you know, I think certainly locked himself up a spot on the Ryder Cup later this year, which we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show. But we have a new guy. And this just is another point, another nod to the fact that there are so many guys any given week at these majors in professional golf today that have a chance to win. The game is deeper than it's ever been before. The guys are more talented than it's ever been before. And that kind of segues into my last, you know, note as we wrap things up looking at the U.S. Open last week. So many people complaining, whining on social media about the U.S. Open being too easy. This isn't my U.S. Open. I want guys struggling to be even par. I want the score, winning score in a U.S. Open to be 3 under or 2 under. Or if the guy is even, it was the toughest test in golf and they powered through and they ultimately were the only guy that survived the week. I get it. Okay? I understand what people are talking about. But a couple of counterpoints here. Okay, number one. They were playing a new golf course they never played before. They were playing a golf course that a lot of these guys have never seen or interacted with. That being said, they were playing a golf course that everyone knew coming in was very scoreable. But I said this last week, and I stand by it here today. What I want in a golf course at a major championship, what I want in a golf course at an elevated event or designated event, I want something that is going to reward the great shots, that is going to reward the great play, and is going to absolutely brutalize, demoralize the bad play. And that's what I think LACC did last week, okay? Wyndham Clark, Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, those guys hit the shots all week that was necessary to give them a chance to be in contention. Okay, those guys were the final three on the leaderboard. Cam Smith was fourth. Those guys all played in a sense that they were able to maximize their opportunities. They were able to take advantage of the opportunities the LACC gave them. But you look at the rest of the field, those guys didn't necessarily play up to caliber, play up to par, to capitalize on the opportunities that the course was providing them. And the guys that really didn't play well, LACC was quite the headache for them, quite the challenge, and it gave them issues. And so, yeah, as much as it's fun to see, you know, these guys be two over or two under, and that's the winning score, yeah, I get that. And I'm the first guy to tell you that I don't love it when guys are 30 under par. I mean, you're looking at what they're on pace for at the Travelers this week in Connecticut. I mean, Denny McCarthy and Keegan Bradley right now are both 15 under. I don't want that either. But that being said, I don't need these guys every week at a major championship to be even par, and that's what wins. I think 10 under was a perfectly fine score for me. It was deserved for Wyndham Clark, and he earned that U.S. Open title, which he won last week. But I don't want to hear stuff and nonsense about, oh, it's too easy and this and that. For as many U.S. Opens we've had that have been a slog, this one was perfectly fine to me. I thought the course was fun. I thought the course was different, and that was good enough for me. And now we heard earlier this week that the U.S. Open is going to be coming back to L.A. once again very soon, as they're going to be going to Riviera Country Club, which is currently the host of the Genesis Invitational, one of the favorite courses of PGA Tour players. They talk about it consistently every year, how much they love Riviera. Well, now it's going to be hosting the U.S. Open, I think, in 2031. So the USGA, I think, has identified they like playing on the West Coast. And why wouldn't they? I mean, you look at the TV ratings, they were great. You look at people's, you know, viewing habits during the summer. When it's June, when it's the summer months, people want to be out enjoying the weather. They want to be, you know, doing things and being active during the day. And they want to watch sports at night. And especially when you have the Stanley Cup done, you have the NBA Finals done. It was a great opportunity for the U.S. Open to be on the West Coast so that, basically, you could do what I did all last weekend, is you get home after, you know, playing your round during the day, hanging out with your buddies. Maybe you're on the boat. Maybe you're on the beach, whatever you're doing. And then you can go home and you can flip on golf in prime time and watch the best players in the world in the U.S. Open. So they clearly like playing on the West Coast. I think they should continue to play on the West Coast because it's great for the game. It's great for the TV ratings. That means more people are watching. That means it grows the game more. And just for me, for my current viewing habits and what I enjoy, I thought it was a perfect setup having golf in prime time at the U.S. Open last week. 412-928-9370. We're taking your thoughts here on Rory. How many more majors will he win? How many will he close his career with? And your reaction to the U.S. Open last week at LACC. We can get those calls on that topic as well. More to come here on the show. We are at Moon Golf Club here, one of my favorite golf courses in Pittsburgh, probably my most consistently played golf course in Pittsburgh, including some of your favorite fan hosts as well. Joe Starkey, Chris Mahler, Jim Colony, regulars out here as well. Starkey's on the course right now as we speak. We're going to be joined by Josh Danino, the GM here, coming up at the end of the show. But coming up next, I'm going to take your phone calls on this Rory and U.S. Open topic. We'll talk a little bit about the Travelers and some of the low scores we've seen this week. But I want to talk a little bit of Ryder Cup. I know it's a little bit of a ways off. End of September, early October is when the Ryder Cup will be played in Italy. But we have some decisions to maybe make, or I guess the guys that are the captains have some decisions to be made about who should ultimately be that Ryder Cup team, whether it is, you know, Luke Donald on the European side, whether it is Zach Johnson on the American side, on the USA side. There are some decisions to be made about who should and shouldn't be on that Ryder Cup team. And those guys, the captains, are kind of doing their analysis. They're doing their scouting right now. There's one guy that I think a lot of people think should be a lock that I'm just not so sure should be playing on the Ryder Cup unless he turns things around in a big way the second half of the season. I'll tell you who that is, and we'll talk about that and take your phone calls coming up next. It's Cale Berger for Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet out here at Moon Golf Club and Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Welcome back to Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Cale Berger here with you. Saturday morning, we are at Moon Golf Club in Moon Township. We're going to be joined by the general manager, Josh Danino, here in about 15 minutes or so to talk about some of the great events they got coming up this summer, including the Moon Open in just a couple weeks here. I think he's only got like four or five spots left. So one of the best local events of the year, and we're going to talk about that with Josh and more coming up here in about 15 minutes or so. Reminder, you can always stay and play at the Comfort in Somerset as well. All right, so the U.S. Open is in the books. The next major, obviously, is the Open Championship. That's coming up in July. But one of the things we're kind of keeping an eye on right now is Ryder Cup. And Ryder Cup has been something that everyone's kind of been dancing around, talking about here for the last couple of months or so, especially with regards to Brooks Koepka, because, you know, he finished as, you know, one of the runners-up at the Masters. He wins the PGA. Koepka right now is, I think, pretty much a lock to be in the Ryder Cup. As much as he's not going to be able to play in these other, you know, Ryder Cup qualifier events, I'm using air quotes here, because he's still technically a part of the LIV Tour, he right now, you know, has enough points where he's going to be perfectly fine. I mean, Brooks Koepka right now is currently third in Ryder Cup points for the U.S. Scottie Scheffler is first by a ridiculously wide margin. Wyndham Clark jumped all the way up to second in Ryder Cup points with his win last week. Koepka is currently third. You know, you got guys like, you know, Xander Schauffele is there. Homa is there, even though Max Homa has not played really good golf in a while now, maybe 3 or 4 months. Patrick Cantlay's there. I wouldn't say that Koepka is a lock based on the points, but the fact that he has won the PGA, was a runner-up at the Masters, I think Koepka is going to be picked by Zach Johnson. I absolutely think that he should. And that's one of these, you know, debates right now that people are still talking about, even though there's been this LIV and PGA Tour merger, is this discussion of, oh, you know, should the LIV guys be allowed to play? And even Rory weighed in, and this is, you know, another one of those kind of things that's a little bit hypocritical, where Rory is saying that, you know, Brooks Koepka absolutely should be on the U.S. team, but I got a problem with the guys who are on LIV playing on the European team. Now, to be fair, a lot of those guys on the European team are, or in that kind of situation, are a very different circumstance than Brooks Koepka. Brooks Koepka has won a major this year. Guys like Ian Poulter, Sergio Garcia, Lee Westwood haven't won a damn thing. in the current, you know, lead up to the Ryder Cup. So they don't really have a case of why they should be in. And I don't think that Luke Donald necessarily is going to pick them. He might. It's up to his discretion. The way this works, on the U.S. side, the captain takes the guys that are top six in Ryder Cup point getters, and then he gets to pick six guys. The way it works for the European side is it's the top three, you know, point getters in terms of, you know, on a world stage. It's the top three guys on the European tour. And then the captain on that side, Luke Donald, gets to make six picks of his own. And so the Ryder Cup this year is going to be played September 25th through October 1st at Marco Simone Golf and Country Club in Rome, Italy. So they're going to Italy. It's in Europe this year. That means it's going to be very early in the morning viewing, the complete opposite of what we were talking about with the U.S. Open last week. But that's how things stand right now in terms of the Ryder Cup. And, you know, I haven't laid out my list of who I, you know, a prediction of who I think it might be. Of course, there is a lot of time for this to be fleshed out and decided. I think Brooks Koepka will ultimately make it. I think it's hard to keep him off. You know, as much as he might not value or put a ton of effort into some of those, I don't want to call them lower tier tournaments, but he never really took the PGA Tour week to week events as serious. As much effort and attention he put into the majors, he clearly gets up for the majors and treats those on a different level and cares a lot more for the majors. The Ryder Cup is something that Brooks Koepka is going to treat like that. And he's already won a major this year. He almost won the Masters. Koepka, to me, I think, should be a lock to be on the team. He won't be because of the points, but I think Zach Johnson would be stupid not to pick him, regardless of all the nonsense and politics. And I think it's different for Koepka in a sense that he is a guy who, as much as he looks to have a prickly demeanor, as much as he comes across as a guy that might, you know, rub you as a viewer the wrong way, he still appears to have good relationships with a lot of guys in the PGA Tour. He didn't burn any bridges as much as some of the other guys did, especially a lot of those European guys. I think that's why Rory is kind of still not on good terms with those guys and wouldn't necessarily like to play with them because those guys burned a lot of bridges. Brooks really didn't. I mean, Brooks has a great relationship still with Rory. He's still cool with a lot of those guys on the PGA Tour. He's got the same agent as Scottie Scheffler. I think that that's going to be fine. I think he ultimately should and will be picked in terms of merit, not in terms of what he does with the points, because, you know, we still have a ways away, and he's not going to have, unless, you know, he plays really well at the Open Championship, he doesn't have any other opportunity to gain points because he's still playing on the LIV Tour. But as I look at the rest of the guys here on, you know, who are the point getters on the U.S. team, Scottie Scheffler obviously is a lock. Wyndham Clark is going to be in there. Xander Schauffele is going to be in there. Max Homa right now is fifth. Patrick Cantlay is sixth. Cantlay, I think, is going to continue to play well. He's one of the most consistent guys on tour. Max Homa has been in a significant rut. So I think Homa, just because of the type of fan favorite he is, hopefully he turns his game around here. But I think Homa's going to, you know, probably find his way in there. We will see. So look at those guys outside the top six on the U.S. team on these point rankings. We got Jordan Spieth. We got Cam Young. We got Colin Morikawa, Sam Burns, Justin Thomas, Kurt Kitayama. Will Zalatoris is up there, but he is still hurt, obviously. We got a guy like Denny McCarthy. And then we go to like the 15, 16, 17, 18. 15 is Harris English. He had a great showing at the U.S. Open last week. 16 is Ricky Fowler. We know the type of season he's had and the type of U.S. Open he had. And then we have Tony Finau, who not only is a fan favorite, but a guy who is also one of the better players in the world as well. So the guy that I'm not so sure should end up being on the Ryder Cup team, and this might be a hot take, and it kind of pains me to say this because I like him a lot. He's one of my favorite players, and that's Justin Thomas. Okay, Justin Thomas right now is 11th. So if you just took the top 12 guys, and that's who Zach Johnson decided to pick, the top six get in by points, and then the next six get in because I picked them, Justin Thomas would technically be in the field. But there's other guys there that are outside that top 12 that I think might have a case as things stand right now. And I will continue to preface this and say, we have a lot of time from now until when the Ryder Cup teams ultimately need to be picked. I get that. But you look at what Justin Thomas has done recently, and, I mean, the guy had an 81 one of the days at the U.S. Open. I know he shot a 62 yesterday, but Justin Thomas, in some of the biggest tournaments he's played recently, has just simply and flat out not shown up. All right, like, let's look at what his results this year so far, or what he has done for me recently. He missed the cut at the U.S. Open. He missed the cut at the Memorial. He was tied for 65th at the PGA. He missed the cut at the Masters. Okay, sure, he was top 14 at the Wells Fargo, top 25 at the RBC Heritage. Great. The Players' Championship, tied for 60th. I mean, every big tournament Justin Thomas has played this year, he's flat out sucked. Whereas you compare that to guys like, I mean, I think the biggest one to me, I think Ricky Fowler, the way he has played this year, his Ryder Cup experience as well, like that's the thing too, is we look at this European team, there's a lot of youth that is probably going to end up playing on the Europe team for the Ryder Cup. There's a ton of experience for the U.S., and Ricky Fowler is a perfect example of that. He's right now 16th when it comes to points, or the point total for, you know, Ryder Cup standings. But the guy was the 54-hole leader at the U.S. Open. Okay, you look at, I think he's got like, what, like 10 top 10s, or 10 top 25 finishes this year. Ricky has had a phenomenal season on the PGA Tour to this point. Let's get to the exact numbers here for Ricky Fowler. All right, so the results for Ricky this season. He's got 7 top 10s, 13 top 25s. He's played in 18 events. He's made 16 cuts. He's made $5.4 million thus far. Just what he has done recently. Tied for 5th at the U.S. Open. Tied for 9th at the Memorial. Tied for 6th at the Charles Schwab Challenge. He was top 10 at the Waste Management. Top 11 at the Farmers Insurance. He has had an outstanding year. You compare that, especially with what he has done recently, to Justin Thomas, and I think that Ricky Fowler deserves the nod over him. I think another guy that might deserve the nod over him is Denny McCarthy. And you look at what Denny McCarthy is doing. Okay, right now, he's tied for the lead at 15 under at the Travelers through 36 holes. He's 33rd in the official world golf rankings. But Denny McCarthy this year, and at least just what he's done recently, so he finished tied for 20th at the U.S. Open. Justin Thomas missed the cut. He lost in a playoff to Victor Hovland at the Memorial. Yes, he missed the cut at the Charles Schwab. He was tied for 29th at the PGA. Justin Thomas was 65th, I think is what I said a little bit earlier. He was top 10 at the Wells Fargo, top 15 at the Zurich Classic, but of course that's a match play event. Top 25 at the RBC Heritage. He was top 20 at the Valspar, top 15 at the Players, top 14 at the Genesis. He was tied for 4th at AT&T at Pebble Beach. He has had an outstanding season, Denny McCarthy has. 30-year-old Denny McCarthy. And now he is once again in contention at an elevated event. At a designated event, he is once again here this week in contention as he's tied for the lead with Keegan Bradley at 15 under. So I'll once again reiterate, there is a lot of golf to be played between now and when Zach Johnson has to make his decision. But as things stand for me right now, I don't know if I have Justin Thomas in my Ryder Cup. Because I got guys like Ricky Fowler, Denny McCarthy, Harris English, even Tony Finau, that maybe I trust a little bit more than I trust Justin Thomas right now to play on the biggest stage. What do you think about the Ryder Cup? You can let me know on Twitter. You can give me a follow. You can tweet me at @Kale_Berger. Do you think Brooks is going to get in? Simply based on merit, he gets picked by Zach Johnson. I think he absolutely should. I think he should be a lock in that regard. He's not going to have the points, but I think he absolutely needs to be picked with the way he's played in the majors this year. Do you think that Justin Thomas deserves a spot? What do you think, and what do you think the Ryder Cup should ultimately be when it's played at the end of September, early October in Rome, Italy? At 412-928-9370. Tweet me as well at @Kale_Berger or @GoingLowFan as well. Give us a follow on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. More to come here on the show as we wrap things up from Moon Golf Club. And coming up next year to wrap up the show, we'll be joined by the general manager, Josh Danino, jumps on. I'm sure we'll get some stories of Joe Starkey's early morning rounds, of the origin of Fine Jimbo's balls, which is coming up here. And we'll also talk about the Moon Open, which is coming up here in a couple of weeks as well. It's Cale Berger for Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet, right here from Moon Golf Club and Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. 93.7 The Fan wants to visit your youth baseball and softball teams in action with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Parents and coaches, send an email to us at youthsports@937thefan.com to register your team, ages 12 and younger. And 93.7 The Fan may be making a stop to see a game or tournament. Brought to you by Living Treasures of the Roll Highlands. Back here to wrap things up at Moon Golf Club here in Moon Township, one of my favorite courses and probably the course I play most often. And we're joined here right now on the show, Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet, by the general manager here at Moon Golf Club, Josh Danino. Josh, thanks so much for having us here this morning.
Appreciate it, Kel. Welcome back, or welcome home, I should say.
Thank you. Yeah, welcome. I appreciate that. It is kind of like a home away from home for me. I mean, as you know, I, like so many other guys, have just become obsessed with the game in the last, you know, 3 years or so. And Moon Golf Club has been a big part of that. I come out here with Joe Starkey, I've played with Chris Muller, I've played with Jim Colony, Noah Hiles, who's a frequent
That's right.
guy on this show. We play out here a lot. And that's kind of, I think, one of the great things and great, you know, stories of success you guys have had is you told me how many people are playing out here today. You guys are jam-packed every day. People love playing this golf course. Why do you think that so many people love it and you guys are having the kind of boom that you are?
Well, I appreciate that. And we think it's a fun place. There's a great vibe here. And as you know, Kale, the one you've played here is it's challenging enough, but it's not going to beat you up too much. You know, it's for, you hear that a lot, it's for every skill level, but it really is. So it's not the longest course, so people don't have to necessarily be intimidated by that. The greens are always in superb condition. Mm-hmm. It presents enough challenges for you so that you can. And it's accessible to folks. And we believe in public golf and especially municipal golf, you have to present good value to folks. Our location doesn't hurt. You know, we're kind of you can get here pretty easily. We're not out in the boonies somewhere. So, I think the product and our superintendent speaks for itself. So the place is always in great shape, despite the number of rounds that we have here. People can't believe, wow, this place is just in fantastic shape.
Yeah, it is absolutely pristine. And always is. How long have you been the GM here?
This is my seventh season, and it's been 10 years since I've been at Moon Golf Club.
So you've been here a decade now. What have been some of the biggest things that you've tried to, you know, improve about the golf course since you took over? And, I mean, what, has it been 15 years now, I think, since the township?
It's been 18, actually.
18 years. Yeah. So what have been, like, the biggest things you guys have tried to improve in terms of the experience and everything here?
Well, golf has experienced a boom over the past, you know, several seasons, but over the past seven particularly is everything that we make is just plowing it right back into the golf course and making that product better and better each year. So we've expanded the accessibility to folks. You have foursomes all the time. We pair folks, and not everybody likes that, but we have golfers from all stripes throughout the day. So everything that comes into this golf course goes right back into the facility. So on maintenance, building a new maintenance facility, making sure that the turf management is top-notch. So we believe that if the product is good enough, people will come. And it just has a fun vibe.
Yeah.
And people aren't intimidated here. We're not stuffy folks. And we try and treat people with respect and have just a lot of fun with folks here.
And I think one of the best things here, too, is where we're sitting doing the show right now in the clubhouse. You guys have the bar in here. Some of the best wings around. You can come in with
That's
your
right.
buddies after a round. You can get a beer. You can hang out. So it really plays into that, you know, just having a good time kind of vibe and accessibility that you're talking about.
Absolutely.
With the porch out here, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a lot of people make the remark that they feel like this is their home course, their club. Even though it's a public place, it's not a private club, they feel like a sense of ownership here. And we like that. We like that vibe.
So you got the Moon Open coming up here.
Yes.
It's July 22nd and 23rd.
Yes.
2 days. Now, this is an event that I think hits very close to home with Chris Muller. What, has he choked it away twice now?
He has. And the staff has had a little, like, you know, fantasy Moon Open where we pick some players. And he's cost me personally, you know, a few bucks a couple of times.
So you guys got the event coming up here. How many spots do you have left? I know you said that it filled up like almost immediately with how many you got.
Yeah, we have it's a field of 132, and we only have 5 individual spots left. So we sold 70 spots in that first hour. It's fantastic. Just open registration a couple of days ago, and the way people jump on that to be a part of the Moon Open is just really, really cool to see.
Really fun events you guys have that is coming up as well is Find Jimbo's Balls. That, of course, is our very own Jim Colony, who we all love, who's universally loved. How did that come about? The idea for that event, partnering with Jim, the quippy name.
Yeah.
Give me the background of Find Jimbo's Balls.
You know, when we started, this is the 8th year for Find Jimbo's Balls. So it's on July the 8th. It's $88 for Jim's 8th event. And when we first did it, we gave away just a couple of foursomes in the weeks before when we first started partnering with the fan. He had his cool logo on golf balls with the relationship he has with Maxfly. And people, you know, won some spots. We had, I think, 16 or 20 folks going out with Jim, and then everybody just wanted to be a part of that. So we offered a few more spots. Then we sold out full shotguns, and now Jim can hang his hat on the fact that he sells out his event in like 4 or 5 hours. We'll have 80 golfers for his 8th annual event. So it's a lot of fun. Jim and I can't play in it anymore because there's so many people, so we get around every group and have some putting contests and whatnot. So we have a great time. And you know Jim is good for dozens of stories.
He's the best. He's the best. Another guy who's just an absolute class act. He's out on the course right now. I'm hoping to go join him here in a second, but he's blown my phone up. So we all know that Joe Starkey's very impatient.
Yes, he is.
And so I said, hey, you know, I'll meet you when you're at the turn. And he's literally blown my phone up right now. But he has, like myself, kind of made this his home course. You know, he's taken a liking to this place, and he's here like during the week. Like,
oh, absolutely.
6:30 a.m.
Absolutely.
What
absolutely.
Have you seen from Joe Starkey that has left the best impression off you and the biggest impression on you, or what have you seen the biggest improvement in his game?
We'll say Joe's enthusiasm for the game, his own game, is unbridled. So the swings of emotion in Joe, probably his greatest need that he has to get under control. He goes from the highs of golf to the lowest lows. He's so much fun to be around. But we'll see Joe a couple times in a week, and he gets paired up with whoever happens to be on the sheet with him that morning. So everybody gets treated to a little bit of Joe Starkey. So
I love it.
Yeah. This is his new adoptive home course.
Well, it's a great place to call a home course. Josh, thank you so much for having us. I appreciate all your hospitality as always and being good to myself and us at the fan, and continue all the success, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys being here today.
I love it. Thank you so much. That'll do it for us here at Moon Golf Club for Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Coming up next, we'll hand it off to Pat Bostick for the Panther Insider Show. I'm Cale Berger. We'll talk to you next week on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This right now is 11th. So if you just took the top 12 guys, and that's who Zach Johnson decided to pick, the top six get in by points, and then the next six get in because I picked them, Justin Thomas would technically be in the field. But there's other guys there that are outside that top 12 that I think might have a case as things stand right now. And I will continue to preface this and say, we have a lot of time from now until when the Ryder Cup teams ultimately need to be picked. I get that. But you look at what Justin Thomas has done recently, and, I mean, the guy had an 81 one of the days at the U.S. Open. I know he shot a 62 yesterday, but Justin Thomas, in some of the biggest tournaments he's played recently, has just simply and flat out not shown up. All right? Like, let's look at what his results this year so far, or what he has done for me recently. He missed the cut at the U.S. Open. He missed the cut at the Memorial. He was tied for 65th at the PGA. He missed the cut at the Masters. Okay, sure, he was top 14 at the Wells Fargo, top 25 at the RBC Heritage. Great. The Players' Championship, tied for 60th. I mean, every big tournament Justin Thomas has played this year, he's flat out sucked. Whereas you compare that to guys like, I mean, I think the biggest one to me, I think Ricky Fowler, the way he has played this year, his Ryder Cup experience as well, like that's the thing too, is we look at this European team, there's a lot of youth that is probably going to end up playing on the Europe team for the Ryder Cup. There's a ton of experience for the U.S., and Ricky Fowler is a perfect example of that. He's right now 16th when it comes to points, or the point total for, you know, Ryder Cup standings. But the guy was the 54-hole leader at the U.S. Open. Okay, you look at, I think he's got like, what, like 10 top 10s, or 10 top 25 finishes this year. Ricky has had a phenomenal season on the PGA Tour to this point. Let's get to the exact numbers here for Ricky Fowler. All right, so the results for Ricky this season. He's got 7 top 10s, 13 top 25s. He's played in 18 events. He's made 16 cuts. He's made $5.4 million thus far. Just what he has done recently. Tied for 5th at the U.S. Open. Tied for 9th at the Memorial. Tied for 6th at the Charles Schwab Challenge. He was top 10 at the Waste Management. Top 11 at the Farmers Insurance. He has had an outstanding year. You compare that, especially with what he has done recently, to Justin Thomas, and I think that Ricky Fowler deserves the nod over him. I think another guy that might deserve the nod over him is Denny McCarthy. And you look at what Denny McCarthy is doing. Okay, right now, he's tied for the lead at 15 under at the Travelers through 36 holes. He's 33rd in the official world golf rankings. But Denny McCarthy this year, and at least just what he's done recently, so he finished tied for 20th at the U.S. Open. Justin Thomas missed the cut. He lost in a playoff to Victor Hovland at the Memorial. Yes, he missed the cut at the Charles Schwab. He was tied for 29th at the PGA. Justin Thomas was 65th, I think is what I said a little bit earlier. He was top 10 at the Wells Fargo, top 15 at the Zurich Classic, but of course that's a match play event. Top 25 at the RBC Heritage. He was top 20 at the Valspar, top 15 at the Players, top 14 at the Genesis. He was tied for 4th at AT&T at Pebble Beach. He has had an outstanding season, Denny McCarthy has. 30-year-old Denny McCarthy. And now he is once again in contention at an elevated event. At a designated event, he is once again here this week in contention as he's tied for the lead with Keegan Bradley at 15 under. So I'll once again reiterate, there is a lot of golf to be played between now and when Zach Johnson has to make his decision. But as things stand for me right now, I don't know if I have Justin Thomas in my Ryder Cup. because I got guys like Ricky Fowler, Danny McCarthy, Harris Ingles, even Tony Finau, that maybe I trust a little bit more than I trust Justin Thomas right now to play on the biggest stage. What do you think about the Ryder Cup? You can let me know on Twitter. You can give me a follow. You can tweet me at @Kale_Berger. Do you think Brooks is going to get in, Jace, simply based on merit? He gets picked by Zach Johnson. I think he absolutely should. I think he should be a lock in that regard. He's not going to have the points, but I think he absolutely needs to be picked with the way he's played in the majors this year. Do you think that Justin Thomas deserves a spot? What do you think, and what do you think the Ryder Cup should ultimately be when it's played at the end of September, early October in Rome, Italy? At 412-928-9370. Tweet me as well at @Kale_Berger or at @GoingLowFan as well. Give us a follow on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. More to come here on the show as we wrap things up from Moon Golf Club. And coming up next year to wrap up the show, we'll be joined by the general manager, Josh Danino, jumps on. I'm sure we'll get some stories of Joe Starkey's early morning rounds, of the origin of Fine Jimbo's balls, which is coming up here. And we'll also talk about the Moon Open, which is coming up here in a couple of weeks as well. It's Kale Berger for Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet, right here from Moon Golf Club and Sports Radio 937 The Fan. 93.7 The Fan wants to visit your youth baseball and softball teams in action with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Parents and coaches, send an email to us at youthsports@937thefan.com to register your team, ages 12 and younger. And 93.7 The Fan may be making a stop to see a game or tournament. Brought to you by Living Treasures of the Rural Highlands. Back here to wrap things up at Moon Golf Club here in Moon Township, one of my favorite courses and probably the course I play most often. And we're joined here right now on the show, Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet, by the general manager here at Moon Golf Club, Josh Danino. Josh, thanks so much for having us here this morning.
Appreciate it, Kel. Welcome back, or welcome home, I should say.
Thank you. Yeah, welcome. I appreciate that. It is kind of like a home away from home for me. I mean, as you know, I, like so many other guys, have just become obsessed with the game in the last, you know, 3 years or so. And Moon Golf Club has been a big part of that. I come out here with Joe Starkey. I've played with Chris Muller. I've played with Jim Colony. Noah Hiles, who's a frequent guy on this show. We play out here a lot. And that's kind of, I think, one of the great things and great, you know, stories of success you guys have had is you told me how many people are playing out here today. You guys are jam-packed every day. People love playing this golf course. Why do you think that so many people love it and you guys are having the kind of boom that you are?
Well, I appreciate that. And we think it's a fun place. There's a great vibe here. And as you know, Kale, the one you've played here is it's challenging enough, but it's not going to beat you up too much. You know, it's for, you hear that a lot, it's for every skill level, but it really is. So it's not the longest course, so people don't have to necessarily be intimidated by that. The greens are always in superb condition. Mm-hmm. It presents enough challenges for you so that you can, it's accessible to folks. And we believe in public golf and especially municipal golf, you have to present good value to folks. Our location doesn't hurt, you know, we're kind of, you can get here pretty easily. We're not out in the boonies somewhere. So, I think the product and our superintendent speaks for itself. So the place is always in great shape, despite the number of rounds that we have here. People can't believe, wow, this place is just in fantastic shape.
Yeah, it is absolutely pristine. And always is. How long have you been the GM here?
This is my seventh season, and it's been 10 years since I've been at Moon Golf Club.
So you've been here a decade now. What have been some of the biggest things that you've tried to, you know, improve about the golf course since you took over? And, I mean, what, has it been 15 years now, I think, since the township?
It's been 18, actually.
18 years. Yeah. So what have been, like, the biggest things you guys have tried to improve in terms of the experience and everything here?
Well, golf has experienced a boom over the past, you know, several seasons, but over the past seven particularly is everything that we make is just plowing it right back into the golf course and making that product better and better each year. So we've expanded the accessibility to folks. You have foursomes all the time. We pair folks, and not everybody likes that, but we have golfers from all stripes throughout the day. So everything that comes into this golf course goes right back into the facility. So on maintenance, building a new maintenance facility, making sure that the turf management is top-notch. So we believe that if the product is good enough, people will come. And it just has a fun vibe. And people aren't intimidated here. We're not stuffy folks, and we try and treat people with respect and have just a lot of fun with folks here.
And I think one of the best things here, too, is where we're sitting doing the show right now in the clubhouse. You guys have the bar in here, some of the best wings around. You can come in with
That's
your
right.
buddies after a round. You can get a beer. You can hang out. So it really plays into that, you know, just having a good time kind of vibe and accessibility that you're talking about.
Absolutely.
With the porch out here, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a lot of people make the remark that they feel like this is their home course, their club. Even though it's a public place, it's not a private club, they feel like a sense of ownership here. And we like that. We like that vibe.
So you got the Moon Open coming up here.
Yes.
It's July 22nd and 23rd.
Yes.
2 days. Now, this is an event that I think hits very close to home with Chris Muller. What, has he choked it away twice now?
He has. And the staff has had a little, like, you know, fantasy Moon Open where we pick some players. And he's cost me personally, you know, a few bucks a couple of times.
So you guys got the event coming up here. How many spots do you have left? I know you said that it filled up like almost immediately with how many you got.
Yeah, we have it's a field of 132, and we only have 5 individual spots left. So we sold 70 spots in that first hour. It's fantastic. Just open registration a couple days ago, and the way people jump on that to be a part of the Moon Open is just really, really cool to see.
Really fun events you guys have that is coming up as well is Find Jimbo's Balls. That, of course, is our very own Jim Colony, who we all love, is universally loved. How did that come about? The idea for that event, partnering with Jim, the quippy name.
Yeah.
Give me the background of Find Jimbo's Balls.
You know, when we started, this is the 8th year for Find Jimbo's Balls. So it's on July the 8th. It's $88 for Jim's 8th event. And when we first did it, we gave away just a couple of foursomes in the weeks before when we first started partnering with the fan. He had his cool logo on golf balls with a relationship he has with Maxfly. And people, you know, won some spots. We had, I think, 16 or 20 folks going out with Jim, and then everybody just wanted to be a part of that. So we offered a few more spots, then we sold out full shotguns, and now Jim can hang his hat on the fact that he sells out his event in like 4 or 5 hours. We'll have 80 golfers for his 8th annual event. So it's a lot of fun. Jim and I can't play in it anymore because there's so many people, so we get around to every group and have some putting contests and whatnot. So we have a great time. And you know Jim is good for dozens of stories.
He's the best. He's the best. Another guy who's just an absolute class act, he's out on the course right now. I'm hoping to go join him here in a second, but he's blowing my phone up. So we all know that Joe Starkey's very impatient.
Yes, he is.
And so I said, hey, you know, I'll meet you when you're at the turn. And he's literally blowing my phone up right now. But he has, like myself, kind of made this his home course. You know, he's taken a liking to this place, and he's here, like, during the week. Like,
oh, absolutely.
6:30 a.m.
Absolutely.
What have you seen from Joe Starkey that has left the best impression off you and the biggest impression on you, or what have you seen the biggest improvement in his game?
We'll say Joe's enthusiasm for the game, his own game, is unbridled. So the swings of emotion in Joe, probably his greatest need that he has to get under control. He goes from the highs of golf to the lowest lows. He's so much fun to be around. But we'll see Joe a couple times in a week, and he gets paired up with whoever happens to be on the sheet with him that morning. So everybody gets treated to a little bit of Joe Starkey. So
I love it.
Yeah. This is his new adoptive home course.
Well, it's a great place to call a home course. Josh, thank you so much for having us. I appreciate all your hospitality as always and being good to myself and us at the fan, and continue all the success, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys being here today.
I love it. Thank you so much. That'll do it for us here at Moon Golf Club for Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Coming up next, we'll hand it off to Pat Bostic for the Panther Insider Show. I'm Cale Berger. We'll talk to you next week on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.